It's the story everyone seems to be talking about today, how two American astronauts were all set to make history this Friday by becoming the first ever all-female spacewalk crew, only to have NASA scrap their joint walk because they didn't have enough spacesuits in the right size aboard the International Space Station. It turns out spacesuits are modular, and both Anne McClain and Christina Koch needed the medium-sized torso component, not the large. So is gender bias to blame? Kate Arkless-Gray is a journalist in London who covers space exploration.
I actually don't think that's very fair to say that it was a mistake by NASA here. You could say the reason that this is only the fourth time that we've actually had two women trained for spacewalking on the space station at the same time. Now, that could be down to sexism. But in terms of forgetting to pack the spacesuits, that's not quite right. There are actually two medium-sized upper torso units. But the problem is that changing them out into the spacesuits they have there, it would take about 12 hours to reconfigure another spacesuit for Anne McClain. Now, she trained, first of all, in the medium size and also the large size spacesuits. Your spine actually extends slightly when you're not feeling the pressure from gravity on Earth. So she assumed that the larger spacesuit would fit her just fine. But on her spacewalk last week, she realized that the medium suit was a better fit for her. And it's not just a matter of, you know, feeling a bit comfortable, add another cushion on the sofa kind of thing. We're talking about safety here.
So fit sounds like it's critical.
Absolutely. And you've got to remember, these suits were designed about 40 years ago. They're quite delicate. There have been incidences. I don't know if you remember back in 2013, the Italian astronaut Luca Parmitano almost drowned in space due to a water leak. So there have been issues with these suits. They weren't really designed to be refurbished in space.
There have been all sorts of advancements in the space program. Why are astronauts using suits that were designed 40 years ago?
They're very, very highly technical pieces of kit, and they are very expensive. But certainly for longer duration missions, future exploration, there are new suits and new technologies coming online. So hopefully there will be an overhaul of the spacesuits at some point soon.
All the space programs around the world, no secret that it's a male-dominated field wherever you go. What have been some of the barriers that women in NASA have had to work around?
I mean, if you look back to the early space program, there was a lot of emphasis on it being kind of macho, test pilots. All of the Apollo astronauts were very much of that kind of the right stuff.
Yeah, Chuck Yeager and the right stuff.
We're seeing things change, especially with the dawn of the space station, the longer duration missions. The last thing you want is six macho alpha males all stuck in a box together for 6 months. And both Anne McClain and Christina Koch, who were due to do this spacewalk together, they were in the astronaut class of 2013. And that was a very exciting moment for us women because it was the first time that NASA had had a 50-50 split of men and women in an astronaut class.
And do you see that as a future? I mean, realistically speaking.
There is a lot of work that still needs to be done to get more women into STEM engineering careers. There's a lot of barriers still to come through. There's still a lot of prejudice. And, you know, I see that from friends of mine, female flight controllers at NASA, who still have issues, you know, if they go to conferences and people just assume that they can't possibly be engineers because they're women. But NASA has actually done a really great thing. It's a small thing, but a great thing in my mind, which is changing the terminology. They no longer talk about manned spaceflight. They've actually banned it in their style guide. You have to talk about crewed or human spaceflight. And I know it's just a small change, but it's something that we can all do that I think really encourages young women to feel that space and engineering and science is actually something that they could be a part of. And I think that's incredibly important.
Kate Arkless-Gray, a journalist who covers space, exploration, and also spacesuits. You've been very helpful today. Speaking with us from London. Thank you.
Thank you so much.